Jason Navarra invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
With Richard Marsland on the buttons.
You beauty. Off we go.
All right then, and today they're persisting with that election nonsense and John Howard's busting out the crunk beats. That should turn the worm around, Ed.
Our exclusive interview with Angelina Jolie.
Ed Cavalli may think he's the first person to ever be electrocuted on this program. The Get This archives suggest otherwise.
Harold and Kumar updates you're indifferent about.
You said that yesterday. I suspect we'll never hear them.
Maybe.
Hey, we'll have a very special message from a fellow retiree, John Laws.
Graphic audio from Richard's latest soiree.
The world's worst movie theme ever and radio's shortest live competition, Nickelback or not, I don't even remember that.
Who's leaving undies in my front yard?
Holiday bargains, unlikely comebacks, and in the second hour, ivory-tinkling maniac Tim Minchin.
The tide is high, but Tony's moving on. He's going to be Richard's number one.
How true it is, and it's all coming up on Get This, where, in the words of Tony Abbott...
Feeling as womanly as is humanly possible.
It's true.
Lovely.
That'd be David Bowie. Here at Triple M, around the nation, it's Get This. Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon. Good evening. Depends where you're listening. Who's here? It's myself, Tony Martin, wearing...
shorts.
Ed Cavalli, wolfing down...
vegetables.
And Richard Marsden, who prefers...
marinara. Mariana.
As we know...
there it is.
As we well know. What's Howard doing today?
What's his go?
He's departed from the government's re-election script by deleting... all references to Peter Costello in a personal letter he sent to voters in his own... electorate. Now, do you get these personal letters, Ed? Do you ever get them?
Yeah. He normally comes around.
Yeah. I feel that if somebody's sending you a personal letter, you really should reply.
Oh, so do you...
oh, yeah.
Take the time...
the hours.
Do you take the time to construct a form letter for him?
I think if they've gone to the trouble,
yep,
you should send one back.
I know it's personal when it's to the resident. I always think, that's me. I'm the resident. How does he know? How did he know I was a resident?
Well, if you're resident in Bennelong, there's no... he's censored... Burmese government style.
Oh, is he gone junta?
All references to Peter Costello out of his personal letter. Mm. Ivan Milat still gets a mention. Oh. Haitian dictator Papa Doc Duvalier, he's in there.
Six pages of Don Bradman.
No talk of Peter Costello. I think grunk beats. Do you think crunk beats are the answer for...
well, I don't know, Tone. I mean, I have to be convinced.
There's 5 weeks till this election.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember earlier in the year? I think we've had quite a few requests for this.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Jass? He's asked for this, has he?
Jass remains silent on this one. Trent Bartlett...
oh, yeah.
...wants to have John Howard singing about bananas. Yes. Was this something to do with his push to be on Australian Idol?
That's right, that's right.
See, whenever you mention what the replays are on this show, Tone,
yeah,
it always feels like an acid trip. You know what I'm saying? It always feels like something down the river in Nam that I don't quite remember.
Yeah. Well, everybody back in the boat as we visit the musical stylings of the Prime Minister.
Mr. Howard, Kyle Sanderlands describes your new single as a bucket of pus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you're both trying to break into the US market. Is he playing personal politics there?
No, I don't feel is that he's playing personal politics.
No.
He's wrong when he says I'm not in touch.
But some might say that a crunked up remix of Yes, We Have No Bananas is a creative breakthrough.
You've got to keep at it and at it and at it. And eventually...
yeah.
One hopes there'll be a breakthrough.
But you've even been knocked back by Sesame Street.
We have been used to being knocked back in the past, and I'm sure that will continue to be the case, but eventually there will be a breakthrough.
Okay, well, we'll see. Let's have a listen to a bit of the single.
Yes, we have no...
you're not getting one, brother.
No, we got no...
bananas.
So don't throw your...
bananas.
Away. Wanna see your...
bananas.
Show me the
bananas.
You can give me some
bananas.
Wanna eat yo
bananas?
Man, there's some big
bananas.
Some dope fresh
bananas.
There you go. I mean, it's not exactly setting the charts alight.
Well, it's in the 20s in the United States,
right,
and in the 30s to 40s in Europe, and higher than that still in Japan.
Okay. Now, look, the Pope has been roundly condemned for his rather frank statement that your music is so freaking sexy it can cause even the most steadfast celibate to seek refuge in self-pleasure.
I mean, they can do that as frequent as they choose, and I think you were just about to do so.
Please, Mr. Howard, let's keep it clean. Is it appropriate for the Pope
to... okay, they may not like what His Holiness said.
No.
And whether he should have said it or not is, in a sense, beside the point.
Right,
we are meant to believe in free speech, and we are meant to not overreact.
Cardinal Arturio has been mystifyingly quoted as saying, it could have been worse, it could have been Nickelback.
Well, I think the Cardinal has a point.
Just on that, Nickelback have been terrorising Canada for several years now. Are you planning to take steps to prevent any upcoming tours of Australia?
Tony, I'm not going to answer a hypothetical question based on something I hope and pray never happens,
right,
and that is just not a question I care to answer. Mm-hmm. I will say this, that the Canadians have suffered enormously, and I feel very deeply for what's happened.
Have you been along to check out Nickelback yourself?
That really is not something I want to do.
Fair enough. Now, moving on to your new album, that's called...
Murder and Terrorism and Hatred.
Yeah, now, see, this is interesting. I mean, you're very conservative in Parliament, but up on stage, suddenly there's all this, I don't know, Slipknot-style...
Now, come on, Tony, you can go back. You've got plenty of archival footage here.
Oh, sure. I mean, you've been slaughtering a goat on stage. Now,
years and years and years.
And one of your biggest fans says you're a cross between Marilyn Manson and Hanson, although he was very drunk when he said that.
I think you have to bear that in mind in looking at Peter Costello's comments.
But on stage, do you observe any standards of public decency?
No, we make our own assessment of these things.
Well, let's go out with a few of your trademark...
demonstrations and threats of violence.
I'll get you started. Mm. They call him John Howard. He's more like Jude Law.
I think that's a link that some people might draw.
His rating on MySpace is Pimp or Love Rat.
And that means that on occasions it can go above that.
His rhymes and his beats, they're so ill and deranged.
We're sick of the cost and we want some change.
So lock all the doors and ladies, be seated.
Until our mission has been completed.
The rhymes are delicious.
It's far more capricious.
It's much more insidious.
And of course, it's hideous.
It's skew-whiff and disjointing.
It's very strange and disappointing.
Did the wheat board investigate?
Well, Tony, I'm not going to speculate.
Okay, good thing too.
There he is. And Tone, every time I think this show is getting, you know, a little bit out there, you bring me back with a reference to Cardinal Arturio.
I didn't even know
skewer.
Who that is? Is that a real person?
It is now.
Just needed him to say the word cardinal.
Mm.
Did Nickelback get mentioned there?
I did.
We've been trying not to mention them this year.
Yeah, can't help ourselves.
All that's going to change next.
Mm.
Richard, what are they going to do?
Well, Tony,
they're going to clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you.
Oh, apples and pears. That's My Chemical Romance, of course. Teenagers here had get this.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please.
All right.
I'm trying to.
Jeez. Here on Triple M, people emailing in with their requests, things we've forgotten about. Things from your past, Ed.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when you were accused of being lazy and just interested in only food on this show?
Those times have changed, Tone.
Food and tale. That's pretty much all it was for the first year, according to the listeners.
Little F and T. Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Remember a segment you came up with to try and redress that?
Yeah, my challenges.
By doing things that you wouldn't normally do.
Yeah.
Someone here, Lenny, wants to hear the time you force yourself to listen to a Nickelback album.
The whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I think Stephen Curry was in that day.
Stephen Curry.
Yeah, he was in yesterday.
He was too.
He was. Here he is again. Listening to Nickelback.
Should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm
watching the bill.
I never thought I could feel so free. Find a way
to buy a headband like Jamie's.
Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's
Ed Cavalier.
What have you done now, Ed?
Well, after the barrage of, you know, sort of insults that I had to endure from you and Ricky Marsland yesterday about me doing nothing, I promised to listen to Nickelback's new album,
All the Right Reasons in its entirety.
Have you heard this album, Steve?
No, I haven't. Unfortunately, it shames me to say.
You can have this one.
What are your thoughts? I'll be right. But what are your thoughts? I'm going to take your word for it, Ed.
I think I've bitten off a little bit more than I can chew, Tone. It was tough going.
Okay, I should warn you that Kelly has emailed in and said, hey, Ed.
Hey, Kelly.
Stop Bag and Nickelback. Yeah. They're one of the best bands in the world, or else they wouldn't have been asked to be support act to Bon Jovi.
I'm surprised you didn't mention that they've sold 20 million albums. People always talk about that. Hey, they've sold 20 million albums like it's some sort of reason to
exactly
like them.
Exactly right. Well, first of all, Lance Armstrong's playing bass, apparently.
Hey, right. There you go. That's a good gag for radio as well.
So have a look at that. If you've got it.
It is the most visual show on radio.
Look, here are some lyrics that made me want to throw up. When the Paddle Pop Lions sang, "You Got Off When You Got On Me," Your mum don't know that you were missing. She'd be pissed if she saw the parts of me you'd been kissing.
Wow.
I got both hands on the wheel while you got both hands on my gears.
Oh, my God.
Right? Now, this is... Come on, Kelly, if this is your idea of a good time, then come on. So these are the songs that I sat through. Four examples for us. Here we go. Right, that's the first song. Here comes the next one. Okay. This is a different song, mind you.
Oh, there was a cut there?
Yeah, this is a different song. Luckily, they've changed it up for this one. Oh, yeah, well, look at this. The experimentation that goes on. And now we move on to their most experimental work.
Is it a ballad? It's a ballad, isn't it? I judge by what she's wearing, just how many heads I'm changing the meter. That's all they're doing. They're just mixing it up.
This is what I'm saying. Right, now, here's the last one. This is the final straw for me. This is Rockstar. Have a listen to this. I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be. Tell me what you want. Oh,
gee.
I want your hands on my gears.
Call and response. So I thought, all right, maybe I'm being slack because that Rockstar one, maybe it's meant to be like a bit of a parody.
Oh, yeah.
And at one, the big kicker is he says, I changed my name and cut my hair to fit into the rock industry.
Yes.
Like, taking the piss out of people that do that. Mm. He did it himself. The Paddle Pop Lion, Chad Kruger, his real name is Chad Robert Turton.
Is that right?
And he had Turton. Long flowing locks that he's cut into a weird kind of emaciated bob.
Wow.
I totally.
Okay, enough of this Paddle Pop Lion gear. He's the turt. From now on, he's the turt. Turt.
He's the turt.
Don't mess with the turt.
One thing's for sure, Tony, you can't accuse Ed of not working now, can you?
I've been through some stuff, man.
Nose to the grindstone stuff, that.
Turt from the back. Look, I may have bitten off more than I could chew, Tone. This segment's starting to... Cats, I watch Cats on DVD.
Yeah.
That this was like segment's starting to what?
No, that was like a flesh wound, right?
Right?
This was like standing in front of a cannon and saying, in the face, please.
Mm-hmm. What you
it's
don't understand,
be
Ed, is that life, when you really look at it, like a paperback novel.
But the good thing is, you only have to listen to half the song because they'll just repeat it. Again, after they do one half of the song, there's like a deal break, and then they'll just play it again.
20 million albums, my friend. Read them and weep.
Believe it or not, I'm liking Jake Wall. I never thought I could feel so free.
One of those annoying little upright electric scooter things.
Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's Ed Cavalier.
Beautiful work. Back live now on Get This. And Bon Jovi were mentioned. Let's have some Bon Jovi.
Okay.
That's Triple M as Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
But only when Marty Sheargold does the Flashpots live.
Yeah, special guest appearance by Sheargold.
Do you reckon we can get him up here?
Let's do it.
Let's crack into it.
Shout to the heart and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
We'll be right back. Okay. Thank you, Marty Sheargold. Well, providing the pyrotechnics for Bon Jovi, as he used to do back in the 1980s. Here at Triple M. Get this is the program. All right, Marty. It's probably enough. Back to your car. It's Get This, brought to you by the Nissan Navara. What a 4x4.
It's a beaut of the year.
Oh, look.
Is there anything it can't do?
It's blokey, but it's curvaceous as well and alluring.
It cooked me dinner last night.
Did it just?
Incredible. Lovely risotto.
Oh, in the China hutch. It got the special piece of China out of its own hutch to serve the risotto.
See, I thought you were joking about the China hutch. Got into the brochure. There it is.
Dang.
Yeah. There it is. That's what blokes want on the weekend. Yeah. Where am I meant to put my figurines? That's what they're saying. TV news. Now,
Oh, yes.
I didn't see this show last night. I can't even say the name. I'm assuming it's pronounced Viva Lachlan.
Oh, this is the Hugh Jackman casino thing.
Sing-along show.
Yeah.
In the style of cop rock, according to the New York Times. Oh, worse than the infamous 1990 fiasco Cop Rock, which was a cop show where people sang and danced.
No. Sounds too much like Hot Cops in Arrested Development.
Hot Cops. It was ludicrous. Somebody would be bursting into a crack den and then launching into with a little bit of blooming luck. Gaw blimey. It was nonsensical. I didn't see this last night. Channel 9 showed it last night. Mm. Nikki is nodding.
Right. Yeah, Nikki said earlier that it was a huge flop, man. That was her exact quote.
What? Come on.
Well, the singing, they were singing on top of another music track.
Over the top.
Yeah. Mm.
But it's a remake of Blackpool, that BBC series.
Yeah, Blackpool was great.
Yeah, so where did this one go wrong?
Don't know.
Just the songs? What songs were they using? Shot through the heart and you're to blame, possibly?
Yeah, and Melanie Griffith didn't help it.
Oh, no, she rarely does.
She's on the turn. She's on the turn for sure. I think she's held up by wires and Botox these days.
Yes. Our industry observer today, Daniel, was just telling me it's already been axed.
Oh, yes. Two episodes.
After two episodes in the US.
That's an illustrious club.
Okay, who's in the two club?
Let Loose Live.
Let Loose Live.
Okay.
Mark Mitchell's The Big Time, even though three were shot.
Okay, yes. Tone, yep. But they went any chance of, you know, was there showing the third one?
The Chat Room. No, Chat Room got to a third episode.
Australia's Naughtiest Home Videos.
That was only one.
That's still the record holder. But and our good friend Stephen Curry was here in Sit Down, Shut Up.
He was.
That made the full 13, I think, 13. Though. What about Surprise, Surprise, Down Blouse? That didn't go very well. I think that got through two and a bit.
Yasmin's Getting Down Blouse. That didn't last very long either.
I would have kept watching.
What about them Big Brother? That lasted a few episodes, didn't it?
Did it ever.
Too many.
That was a big part of our show over the last 2 years.
Well, Jamie got a run in the last
speech. The headband thing.
I still see him.
Yeah, I saw him the other day too.
Okay, wait. Okay, we should probably say at the same time where we saw him. Okay. One, two, three. Wandering the streets doing nothing.
Well, on the streets drinking a beer.
Yeah.
Nobody said in my dreams. Okay.
But the thing, I was like, walk past, I was like, yeah, Jamie, how's that employment treating you? Wait a second, I've just been sacked. Jamie, want to hang out? Got Galen's number?
And of course, one of the big deals last year, 2006, Big Brother, was they were electrocuting people. Remember that? Mm. Ed Cavalier style. And I think Peter Rosenthal, our very first co-host here on the program, came in and got into a bit of the electrocution action. Do you want to be hooked up to a lie detector while you're here, Peter Rosenthal?
To hell. May as well do something while I'm here.
Not bad.
The special music.
Peter, this is Big Brother.
Yes.
Don't bother trying to react. My bits are all pre-recorded.
Okay.
Peter, did you enter the Get This studios just to win one of Ed's fabulous prizes?
Yes, I did.
This is good fun.
Peter.
Yes.
Is your game plan to fly under the radar in order to win the opal-encrusted dolphin from the $2 shop?
Yes, it is.
Peter, you have to understand, $2 shop is just a name. It's actually a variety gift emporium.
No, sorry, Ed wanted that pointed out.
It wasn't a question.
It's not like a crappy prize at all.
Peter, are you attracted to either of your co-hosts?
No, I'm not.
Are you sure? Look, Ed's doing a bit of muscle work. He was severely attracted.
But Peter.
Oh, hang on.
Oh,
didn't I see you earlier trying to crack on to Katie on the phone?
Yes, you did.
Ow! Ow!
Peter.
Oh.
Do you think Eva Herzegova would be a good replacement for Ed while he's at the World Cup?
Yes, big brother.
I think, well, that's the green light, I guess. Nikki, if you could just get Eva Herzegova in here for 3 weeks. Big brother has spoken.
Peter, have you been cheating on Get This by appearing on The Shebang and possibly The Cage? Or for Adelaide listeners, The New Zoo?
Yes, I have.
You have been cheating on us.
Hey, what? That hum, can we stop that hum?
Peter,
might be
what the hell was that character you played in Little Oberon all about?
I was acting.
You were a transvestite hairdresser?
Yes, I was.
Was it in the script that way, or was that just you?
No, it was me improvising.
No! Jesus, no!
Peter, is it true you white-anted Michael Veitch to get the role of Barry Berge in Takeaway?
Yes, it's true.
That is true. Is that not true?
He changed the scripts.
They shot like 2 weeks of Barry Berge.
Yes, they did.
With his head on.
Yes, they did.
And it was Michael Veitch.
Yes.
And then he got sacked.
He walked, I think.
Why was that?
I don't know.
Because he was a burger.
I think so. He might have thought, this is too low.
And then you took over for the scenes with the head off.
That's it.
So often when it's head on, it's actually Michael Veitch.
I did a couple of head offs.
Anyway.
No! Takeaway, I shouldn't have.
Just for being in Takeaway. Give him another one.
No, Vince Cosimo was in it. Ow!
Peter, have you ever shown up at a stand-up gig ready to do new material, seen how drunk the audience are, and thought, f*** it, I'll just do Luna Park and go home early?
Yes, all the time.
He's come clean.
Peter, is it true you're unable to resist dancing when you hear this music?
He's up! He's out of his seat! He's doing air guitar!
Jesus, no!
You know what? Can we please lose that creepy hum now, Mr. Fasler?
I'm doing my head in.
Oh, yes, that item was requested by young Arm Marsland of Triple M.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. The finest sound of a man being electrocuted ever by Peter Rosethorn.
Really?
On the radio.
Thanks very much, Rich.
Well, and you,
I suffer for my art, bro. I do it for real, and that's what I cop from you.
Besides you.
Nah, play a song. Yeah, whatever.
Hey, you want to hear a song? We'll have a whole bunch of songs.
Mm.
No, don't go away. Next on Triple M.
All this won't waste a minute without you.
Good. Good to hear it. Thank you, Snow Patrol. Open your eyes here at Get This Around the Nation. Yes, we're back live. Mm. Ed, what's taking your fancy today?
Well, I'm upset, Tone.
You're upset?
As I was, very upset.
I can tell.
As I was yesterday. Richard's had another party.
Oh, no. Yeah,
he had a party last night. We weren't invited.
What's going on?
You're on the guest list.
Oh, well, I'm not actually.
And you RSVP'd and you didn't turn up.
That is not true. He is lying.
I've read that book for boat people. I know how to RSVP now.
Here's the thing, Tone.
Yeah.
Were you invited?
No, I didn't even know what was going on.
I didn't know I was invited, so I sent someone there to tell me just who was on the guest list.
On the outside, they look every bit a man. But believe it or not, the people you're meeting today were once women.
There you go.
Variety is the spice of life.
Unbelievable.
That's right.
What a year it's been for us here at Get This. And, you know, there's been some dramas, that's fair to say.
Oh, yeah.
A few medical scares for people on this program.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when I had that really terrible week of waiting for the results of my testicular exam?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It wasn't for any medical reasons. I just should never have replied to that email. Oh, stop it!
Excuse me.
No, but it was that terrible business. Remember, I had to wait for the results.
I remember. Yeah.
And it was like, you know, and during that week, you don't know whether it's going to be good or bad.
Nope.
And you're going, oh, what's going to happen? You know, am I going to have one removed?
Another one put in?
Does that mean I'll have to go back and redo all the sketches as all me plum? Now, that was a genuine concern for 5 days
enough,
there.
Yeah.
But everything turned out fine in the end.
Mm-hmm.
But during that time, I thought, you know, it was going to be really embarrassing if you had to tell someone that you were going to have one removed.
Yeah.
What you need is a really good euphemism.
Okay.
Gents, if that ever happens to you and you need to explain it to someone and, you know, soften the blow, mm-hmm. why not use this phrase?
Mr. Gooley has given his resignation.
There's a simple way of saying it. Mr. Gooley has given his resignation. You haven't soured the atmosphere at all.
Then when you take him out, you wrap him in a gold watch, send him on his way. Give him a retirement present.
We've had a lot of requests for Jack Johnson, the surfing troubadour. You don't really hear him much on Triple M these days. Last year on the show, we got him to record a whole lot of theme songs for new movies. Do you remember that? I was having listened to this on the weekend. I don't remember hardly any of these films.
Yeah, good luck.
Is Jamie from Big Brother mentioned? Or
he probably is.
Turkey slapping, is that in here?
I'm sure there'll be some references to the upcoming bicentennial.
Oh, lovely.
In this item. And let's cross now to the offices of a Hollywood studio.
Hi, guys. Jack, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, nice to see you.
We've got this, what is this, Australian film?
Coda.
Coda, right. Yeah. You need kind of a theme song for the US market.
Yeah. Something catchy.
You know, I got something for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh, here we go. It's like this. Hey, let me tell you about a trail they call Coda. There's so much mud, you're gonna need a front end loader. I wanna stay in, yet I don't wanna bayonet, protruding from my leg, my head, or even my left shoulder. The boys of the 39th knee deep in that deathly holder. Took Lady Yokohama on and really showed her. That Jap brigade, they're heading south, gonna invade and then make every Aussie family live in a big pagoda. That hot trail they call Kokoda. Man, what I would do for a creamy soda.
Sorry to cut in there, Jack. I don't know if that's going to work.
Really?
Just don't feel it, you know?
Really? Yeah.
Issues of taste.
Yeah. I don't know. This is right. Wait. There's the other one that you
have. Yeah.
What about that other one you were going to do first?
Let's do that.
That's working. Check this out. It's just you and me in the open road. No need to speak. Except when we stop for directions to Wolf Creek. His name was Mickey, had a head on a stick. I'm glad he didn't offer to demonstrate his spinal adjustment technique.
Jack, sorry to cut in again, but didn't that sound
exactly the same
as the first one to me? It sounded kind of the same to me.
Well, it's a different song, but okay, well, see what you think of this one.
Oh, okay, yep,
this is different. Hey, let me tell you about a fellow called Capote. Wrote a number of seminal works, but you know he's kind of fruity.
I'm sorry, to me this just sounds like the same song.
Yeah, I don't know why you hate us, Jack, that you're doing this to us, but we need to hear different music.
This is what we're here for.
Here we go. Hey, let me tell you about the world's fastest India.
No.
The March of the Penguins.
No.
The Squid and the Whale.
No.
Fun with Dick and Jane.
I'm gonna go with no.
Those Snakes on a Plane.
No.
The Chronicles and Narnia. The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
No.
It's V for Vendetta.
No.
This next one's much better.
Niente.
One Night in Paris.
Mishka.
Don't be embarrassed. You'll see an asshole get by an heiress.
That's gonna be a no. I'm
really
feeling a no on that one.
Oh, okay. Look, here's what I'll do. This is in a totally new direction for me.
Right.
I like this.
Okay.
Hey, let me tell you about a field of corpses burning. When it comes to etiquette, atomic mutants ain't discerning. The hills have eyes. A word to the wise, a pickaxe to the sternum is unlikely to concern him. So don't be surprised if you're thoroughly traumatized and beaten. It's just a prelude to the festival of flesh eating.
I'm
feeling something.
This is more like what we're after.
The hills have eyes, everyone dies. He's under your car with a nasty surprise.
I think the kids are gonna love this.
I think the kids are gonna buy it.
Come those atomic mutants. Heads bigger than Bert Newton's.
Oh dear.
It's good to hear Capote gags.
Of course it is, here on Triple M. Of course, thank you, Flowers, Nay Ice House, here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, home of the Get This podcast. 141 is up there now.
What's in their tune?
Daniel Kitson's on board.
Oh, great. Kitson. Kids.
Oh, is his show still going?
C90?
Worth seeing.
Okay, good. Yep, good. Woo! Made it finished.
That's a definitive plug.
Pete Smith.
Saying phrases, anything you want to hear him say. That was gold. That's in there. What have you heard? Tony versus Richard, and that still ain't right. But let's climb Talkback Mountain.
Ha 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 ha!
good to hear the goat's still putting in 150.
Wow. There you go.
Now, we're running a bit late, so let's get straight to it. Quickly. Comebacks, comebacks. Why are we talking comebacks?
Talking comebacks, Tone. I had the pleasure of watching a two-hour doco on ABBA last night.
Oh, was that enough?
Not really, no.
Because if you've seen, there's an ad at the moment for the Anna Nicole Smith story on Foxtel. 3 hours.
Is that right?
Wouldn't two have been enough?
Now, how
what's
much
in that third hour?
How much of that is the poll work?
Oh, yeah, I think that's a good 90 minutes.
Okay, I'm in for that.
Sense. But Goose? 2 hours for ABBA.
Now, and they said that they'd offered them $1 billion to come back, and they said no.
And they still said
they
no.
They said no. Now, all right, people, billion-dollar people out there,
yeah.
ABBA is one thing. Why don't you throw some of that coin at our friends at It's a Knockout? Get those cats back on board.
Oh, look at that. He's fallen over.
He's fallen over again.
They do it for $10. Just give him the money.
Right, so this is the premise. What do you want to come back? We've done this before.
Sorry,
it doesn't just
Tone,
have to be bands or TV shows. It could be foodstuffs.
What are you thinking, Tone?
It could be the concept of having commercials on albums, like Sig Sig Sputnik did back in the 80s.
Good idea.
Somebody mentioned Journey in the office earlier.
Ooh,
who said that? Was that you?
A young gentleman said that he'd like to see Journey come back.
Right.
Wants to hear the hits.
Okay, the hits being, what was the one from Caddyshack?
Anywhere you want, who we need, anywhere you want.
But I tell you what, Journey are on the way back because I think it's tomorrow night, or is it tonight, the final
tonight,
Sopranos?
Tonight, Channel 9.
Yeah. The final Sopranos.
I know.
It is amazing. I saw it over the weekend.
And this is one of the only ones since the pilot, I think, that this is nerd alert, but directed by the creator, David Chase.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So it's a very, you know, special episode in that final. I don't want to say too much.
No.
That final scene is pretty good.
But it does feature a song by Journey. All the great songs in 8 years of The Sopranos they've had under the end credits, and they decide to go out on...
Just a smart time, boy. Living in a lonely world.
It's a fantastic usage of it. Yes, and Mr. Marsden was suggesting we should end this show, the last episode, to get this exactly the same way The Sopranos ends, without giving anything away, but involving that song, obviously.
I'll wait till people see it, but...
It is sort of, you know... It's a divider of crowds, this ending.
We should go out the way the Wonder Years went out.
What was that?
With Winnie and Kevin making out in a barn.
Oh, okay. Well, who's Winnie and who's Kevin?
Bag's not Winnie.
Okay. Is it just my eye peeking through the barn
door? Could
be. Okay.
Could be.
Might be.
We're not doing endings yet. That will be
fine,
for the future. We just want comebacks. Just quickly, Mr. Marsden, who should come back?
Okay, the paperboy. I don't see paperboys around
so
anymore.
True.
Well, let's throw the milkman into the mix.
Yeah.
Much true. More sex.
The milkman. Exactly. My dad used to deliver milk. That was great fun. I've talked about that before.
Yeah. Mm.
Terrific. And also the bread guy. He used to come around in the afternoon.
Bread guy?
Things used to come to your door.
Bread guy?
It could be Journey. It could be the bread guy. Who do you want to come back? What do you want to come back? 1-3-3-5-3. That's the Bloodhound Gang, Bad Touch. Because we're such show business assholes in here, we've been watching The Sopranos on the preview discs, and it's not the last one till next week.
Okay.
Thank God we didn't give anything away from tonight.
I know that sponge bath scene that happens in the last one. That would have freaked some people out.
It's still bombshells ahoy tonight, though.
Mm-hmm.
Last three eps of the series.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're slimming the cast down.
Go, hey, come on.
No, don't say too much. So it's next week.
Great.
Next week on The Sopranos if you want to hear this song.
It's just a small town boy. Don't stop believing.
Okay. It's word for word. Journey due for a comeback. Who else needs one, Ed?
Hi, Michelle.
Good afternoon, boys. How are you going?
Good, Michelle. Thanks. Who needs a comeback?
Bags of mixed lollies.
Oh, good idea. Yeah. Have they gone south, have they?
Well, you can't even go in there anymore. They're already pre-packed done.
You can't waste hours and hours of the bloke of the milk bar's time by saying one of those, three of those, two of those, one of those.
Not that one, that one. Yeah, that one, that one.
That tradition.
It is. We need to give the kids more sweets.
But you know what happened, Michelle? They got to the point where they were pre-mixing them.
Yeah.
And at my shop, it was just all like 45 disgusting licorice bullets.
Yeah.
And then one little thing of teeth at the top that you could feel. So you'd think it was all teeth. You'd get in there and never mind. All right.
Well, hopefully that'll be rectified during the comeback.
But thank you, Michelle. Excellent idea. Lovely to talk to you. Hello, John. How are you?
How you going, guys?
Excellent. What needs to come back?
The TV show Chips.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Chips. Now, what did you like about it?
Any show where two guys on motorbikes week after week can go through a stack of boxes that falls off the same truck every week, yes, that gets my vote.
Unsecured boxes was pretty much the basis of the whole series. And now let's see how you do. Who played Ponch?
Eric Estrada.
Yes, but who played John?
Who cares?
The other bloke. That's it. That's what his agent calls him. The other bloke.
Exactly.
The other bloke.
Thank you, John. Lovely talking to you. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, guys.
What needs to come back?
Oh, I reckon that cartoon Voltron from the 80s.
Now, I couldn't agree with you more, Steve, but are we talking the version with the five coloured lions or the one with the 30-odd different little bits, different robots?
I like the lions more than that 30-odd bits of whatever junk.
Blasphemy. Blasphemy, Steve. The 30 robots were infinitely superior, but...
Oh, come on.
Take this outside.
All right, meet you in the car park.
Take this to a chat room. All right.
Yep. All right, Voltron's on the pile. Who else is coming back?
There's a movie of Voltron coming up. That's another day. Hello, Robert. How are you?
Yeah, good, guys. How are you?
Excellent. What needs to come back?
Lolly Gobble Bliss Bomb.
Oh, I'm with you here. This,
no idea.
Talk this through to the uninitiated, Robert.
Well, they're like little pieces of popcorn in caramel, and the most famous appearance is their appearance in the movie The Breakfast Club when the crazy girl makes a sandwich out of them.
Yes, that's Ally Sheedy. That's right.
She did too, and then she put sugar on it.
Sugar.
She did.
Okay.
Lolly Goggle Bliss Bombs. Okay, Lolly and Bliss Bombs. What's what's Goggle doing in there? Who's just for the sound of it?
Gobble tone. Gobble.
Oh, gobble.
Yeah.
Okay. I can pass that. Yeah,
yeah, that's no, with that, that's good.
And by the way, in this segment the other day, cobblers.
Yeah.
How it is cobbers.
Yeah, cobbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We sounded like idiots.
Well, I did. I mean, I sounded like an idiot.
If this was the John Laws program, there'd be some sort of inquiry.
And Judge Roy Bean.
Judge Roy Bean would take them out and hang them all.
All right.
Who's going last?
Finally, Richard, how are you?
How are you, mate?
Excellent. What needs to come back?
When I was at school, primary school, Samboy used to make steak and onion chips. I haven't seen them for years, and they were brilliant.
There was a steak and onion chip.
Well, I got your Saturday morning cartoon.
Oh, yes.
They used to be good.
Yeah,
and then the Cool McCool. They need to come back.
And now it's just raunchy rock videos with all the good bits cut out.
Absolutely.
Doubly frustrating.
All right, Richard.
Quite a list. Thank you, Richard. Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
We'll get in touch with the confectioners and program makers concerned.
The Bliss Bomb people.
Have that sorted out by the time we wind up in 5 weeks.
Excellent list.
But, hey, in the next hour, stick around. Joining us, one of our first ever co-hosts. Tim Minchin.
Get this.
We've still got 5 weeks to go.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
Do what I want because I can. If I don't because I want to.
Only 5 more weeks of Jazz Flute.
Be ignored by the stiff and the
travesty.
Because I'm gonna.
That travesty came out of the mouth of Tim Minchin.
Hello, sir.
Not the first.
One of our earliest co-hosts. Back for more.
Is that really early, that first one?
Yeah,
this
it was
is
in the first,
number three, isn't it?
First couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, when I first came on this show, I thought these boys have potential. Turns out, not the case.
You're absolutely right.
But they were crazy days back in 2006. Life was very different then. The name Galen had so much more meaning to Australian society in general.
People lived in fear of a turkey slapping.
That's right. People don't even remember what that was.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Tim, are you just here for a whirlwind flying visit?
Yeah, I'm here for a week simply to plug the product I want everyone to buy each other for Christmas.
Oh, fantastic. And you're talking about this DVD.
Inflatable Me.
So live. Now, this is for people who just can't be arsed going to see you live.
Yeah.
I can just take you home.
Yeah, this it's a DVD of a show. You know, I did it. I did it in Sydney and there was cameras and now it's rendered on digital video.
It's
I don't pretend to understand that, Tim, it's nice to have you here.
Look, let me run you through it step by step. It's all zeros and ones, really.
Yeah,
it's a DVD. It's my show. If you're into watching live comedy from your lounge room,
yes,
you could choose this one to watch. If not, get someone something else, like tickets to a show.
Brilliant. Speaking of zeros and ones, that's all Carl Stefanovic is leaving on that poll, that Save Get This poll on petitionspot.com. Still, is it the number one poll in the world?
No, I think bring Mr. Grapple Crap back to Eastern High School. Missouri is still beating us.
Yeah, okay, it's kicking our ass.
He is a great teacher.
I'm so confused. This is a poll you're having here.
Yeah.
It's a
petition on the internet to try and save this program, and Carl Stefanovic just keeps leaving the message 11100011.
All right.
He's like that. He's wanting to do it.
He is.
I don't know why we're talking about this with you here, Tim, but Ed insisted this would be a great topic for you. Holiday bargains.
Hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're confused.
All right.
Yep. Let's find out what that's all about.
Holiday
in
bargain.
This hour of Get This. That's Jimmy Barnes. Get well soon, Mr. Barnes. As you know, he suffers from a freight train heart. Let's make it last all night. It's the second hour of Get This.
How come?
It just is, all right? Sorry. That's right. It is going to be your last chance over the next 5 weeks to hear all of our friends from across the Tasman, the stars of Police 107.
Assault! Assault! You touched me, officer. Sorry.
And, of course, this bloke.
What are you charging me for?
You've been arrested for obscene language.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no need to drag the program into the gutter. We've got guests, or a guest in the form of Tim Minchin. He's here.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. There he is. Said it all before. You've done a DVD. Can you just throw it over, Ed?
I did one.
It's so live. It's a live DVD, but that's no excuse, you know, to have no extras. You've chalked it up, I see.
I've got some extras, you know, where you can sit and watch this DVD for 2 hours and watch me playing piano and singing funny songs, and then you go back to the menu and there's a whole lot of other examples of me playing piano and singing funny songs in different venues.
Oh, that's fantastic. Alan Brough song.
It's got the Alan Brough song from Spicks and Specks.
Oh, I didn't see
it was
that.
Called The 6 Foot Four Kiwi. It's got classic lines like "You're everything a national emblem should be." And it's got the Adam Hill song on it, which it was quite a YouTube hit.
Oh, really?
In Australian terms, yes.
More so than the fat bloke getting launched into the pool?
No, I think we were about 500 million behind the fat guy.
Not bad, though.
In the pool. Yeah,
not totally. Bad, though.
Because there was also, in between him and us, there was also like a not really fat, but just a bit out of shape guy getting launched into a pool.
It's nowhere near as good.
It's bloody hard to compete with that sort of stuff, especially when all you're using is jazz harmony and rhyme.
So true.
Do people ever put stuff illegally? You know, have you typed your name into YouTube and found something that you didn't even know had been filmed?
Oh, yeah, loads and loads and loads of stuff. In fact, the highest hit I have on YouTube, and now it'll get higher, I suppose, if people care, but is me drunk at the end of not that I think drunkenness is funny or clever, drunk at the end of Edinburgh Fringe Festival 2005, singing a version of That Guy Who Drowned. No, it wasn't his song. It was Leonard Cohen's song, Hallelujah.
Yes, Jeff Buckley.
Jeff Buckley. It's a Leonard. Anyway, I'm doing that with great passion and a little bit of amusement, and it's got about, it's, I don't know, 85 or 90,000 hits, I think.
It's pretty much...
Maybe I'm exaggerating. 90%
of celebrations and parties generally end with someone having a crack at that song.
Hallelujah, totally.
And
totally.
Thinking they're doing really well.
And I don't know how many of them end up on YouTube, but I reckon most of them.
Tim, you're in the news today, according to the Murdoch's news.com website.
Caught in a car with Ben Cousins.
Oh, yeah.
How did that
naughty
happen?
Boy.
I'm his tattoo artist.
Straight from the Cousins laboratories. No, US may want the comedy of Tim Minchin.
It's quite a headline, isn't it? The US may want the comedy of Tim Minchin. I mean, they may want a ballooning competition to be hosted in San Francisco. I mean, they may want anything.
I'm just writing that down. What was it? Ballooning? Hosted by Daryl Summers. Swear away.
Oh, man, I definitely want that.
Someone picked that up. Yeah.
So, is there any truth to it?
I went to a festival in Aspen in January.
Oh, yeah.
Called the HBO US Comedy Arts Festival. Mm. And I won a prize, which is what comedy's all about.
Sure
winning
it is.
Prizes.
That's all it's about.
Jokes translate very well into shiny metals, and they run another festival called the Comedy Festival. They're ostentatious, the Americans, in Las Vegas, at Caesar's Palace, and you know Seinfeld's on the bill, and me, you know, all the big names. So I'm going there again. And HBO, certain people in HBO seem very keen on me. Ooh. What that means, you never know, because they go, "Oh my God, you're like the Messiah. Come over here and save our lives, and we'll introduce you to Steve Martin." And then you go home to London and you go, brr, brr, "Hello, America." Brr, brr. There's nobody home.
They've all gone out.
They've all gone out.
The whole of America's gone out.
They've gone to check out the ballooning competition.
Oh, fair enough.
But wouldn't it be good if that happened? Because HBO is like, they make the best visual entertainment in the world.
Yeah, best telly in the world.
They're leaving the movies for dead these days.
Totally. Yeah.
Well, hang on, Tone. There is a new Harold and Kumar film on the way.
Okay,
so
scrub that.
Hold the phone on that one.
But no Australian has, the New Zealanders have managed to get themselves a series with Flight of the Conchords. Yep. No Australian, am I right, has yet snaffled one of those HBO shows?
I don't think so, yeah.
It's yours for the taking,
yeah,
sir.
Totally. I think it's mine because, you know, I'm cutting edge and stuff.
All right. Let's see if that happens in the next 5 weeks. Here it gets this.
end of the world. But it's feeling just like every other morning before. Now I wonder what my life is gonna mean if it's gone. The cars are moving like a half a mile an hour, and I started staring at the passengers and waving goodbye. Can you tell me what was ever really special about me all this time? But I believe the world is burning to the ground. Oh well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far we've
come. How come?
Let's see how far we've come. Well, I believe it all is coming to an end. Oh well, I guess we're gonna pretend. Let's see how far we've
come. How come?
Let's see how far we've come. We can turn 10 o'clock, but I don't really know. I can't remember caring for an hour or so. Started crying and I couldn't stop myself. I started running but there's nowhere to run to. I sat down on the street, took a look at myself. Say where you going, man, you know the world is headed for hell. Say your goodbyes if you got someone you can say goodbye to. I believe the world is burning to the ground. Oh well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far we
come, how come.
How come? Can't see how far we've come. It's gone, baby, it's all gone. There's no one in the corner and there's no one at home. Well, it was cool, cool, it was just all cool. Now it's over for me and it's over for you. Let's go, gone, baby, it's all gone. There's no one on the corner and there's no one at home. Well, it was cool, cool, it was just all cool. Now it's over for me and it's over for you.
Assault! Assault! You touched me, officer, sorry.
Thank you, Matchbox 20, with additions from Police 10-7 here at Get This. And Police 10-7 has been promoted from the Crime Investigation Network to Fox 8, I'm told.
Yes, I'm a W channel man, but now and again I drift over to Fox 8. And
I thought you're a scrapbooking channel kind of guy.
I'm all over it all. I love it.
Okay, I'd like to think we're responsible for that, that if we've achieved one thing in 2 years...
Imagine if that's what we'd achieved in 2 years, getting an obscure New Zealand television show from a slightly obscure station to a less obscure station.
Beautiful.
That's life, though, isn't it?
Yes, mate.
Little dents.
Such is life. It certainly is. Tim Minchin is here with us, and he's doing very well on the overseas circuit to the point where there's rumours he may be getting a series at HBO. Yeah. We're going to follow that with some interest. But have you become a big shot, Tim? Are you making demands and
invited? Really, I'm very irritating. Actually, I sometimes think maybe the Mariah Carey's and the Blue Smarties stories are all just misinterpretations because I have done things where I've thought that could be the rumour that starts. Because I once had got very angry about the fact that my bottled water wasn't room temperature because I need room temperature water because it mucks up my throat. But the reason is I'd spent all day up on ladders doing my own lights because no one had done it. And it was like the straw that broke the hole. Can I just get room temperature water? and then I thought, that's going to follow me around.
Yeah, I did see it on YouTube. It's disturbing, but...
20 hits, that got 20.
But you're not up to the point where you're demanding a gold microphone like John Laws, are you, really? You've never
what
done
What happened there?
Well, he has a gold microphone. People just think it's a metaphor, wouldn't really be gold, but it is.
He has a gold mic.
He has a gold
Does
mic.
Does he carry it with him or he just demands it wherever he goes?
Two blokes in dust coats come in with cotton gloves on and install it before every broadcast. And we've had so many people call in. Stephen Smith, he's an album collector. I don't know if you're intending to do an album at some point, Tim, but you could do worse. then copy the cover art stylings of John Laws. There's his rare 1973 album, The Mind and the Music.
I've seen this album before. You know what I'm starting to think, guys, with these stories and this album cover? Maybe John Laws is a bit of a knob.
Well...
I don't know. I just you heard it here first.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that'll be confirmed when you turn to the other side and look at the list of credits with his name next to every single run.
Oh, words, John Laws. Music, John Laws. Executive producer, John Laws.
Yeah, that could have been done in one line, really, couldn't it?
Yeah,
it could have. But Stephen Smith has been collecting Laws, quote-unquote, music for some time. He has a copy of the late 70s chart smasher Rollin' Free. That's an album which contains a track called Approaching Lavender, which he's going to send in. That sounds great. The cover art for Rollin' Free, not as impressive as the expertly crafted graffiti on the cover of The Mind and the Music. It's a guy popping a wheelie on a motorbike along a beach at sunset. Way to set the mood for Lovin' John.
I've seen one with he's standing in front of a rig, like a big semi-trailer rig, with a couple of chicks, you know. Like, and when I say chicks... I don't mean a derogatory term for women. I mean, they were chicks, you know, with their boobs out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, the goal...
You understand the distinction I'm making.
Hey, hey.
We need a diagram. But earlier in the year, somebody actually stole the gold microphone. We weren't sure if it was some sort of publicity stunt.
No.
But here's how the man himself responded.
Good morning, world. I'm speaking to you this morning, sadly, on an ordinary diamond-encrusted strontium-plated microphone... carved from the tusk of a rare woolly mammoth. I know, it's beneath me. But don't worry, I'm still wearing my gold underpants, my gold pacemaker, and am sitting very comfortably atop a freshly installed gold suppository. Oh, I don't begrudge the scum who've stolen my beloved microphone, but I do know what Judge Roy Bean would have said. Take them from this place and hang them by the neck until vultures swoop down and lay waste to their flailing corpses. And the same goes for the man who cut me off in traffic yesterday, forcing me to pull over in my gold limousine and causing the artist who was painting my portrait in oils at the time to slip and knock the string quartet into the passenger seat. Unforgivable. Everyone concerned has been hung. While I'm here speaking to you on this frankly inferior device, let me hose down these rumors that I am desperate to reclaim my rightful position at the top of the ratings before my impending retirement. Coming up next, where's the weirdest place you've had sex? Mingo and the Secret Sound. Here's yesterday's sound. And yes, that's right. It was me scouring out a saucepan with the top of my head.
Good to know. Okay, got that out of our system. It's time to talk holiday bargains. I don't know why. It's next on Get This. Yeah, okay. Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much. To mention. It's harmonising there.
Proper singing on Get This.
With it, Smashing Pumpkins, and it's the second hour. The Nissan Navara are still on board. Tim Minchin's here, like I say, and hit that music, Mr. Marsland. I don't know why we're talking holiday bargains. Ed Cavalli will explain momentarily.
Sorry, I've just been dazzled by Tim's shirt, which he's just whipped out at me.
Is that a holiday bargain right there, Tim? What are you wearing?
No, it's from the Leeds Festival, and I'm because I'm a complete tool, I'm wearing a shirt that has the Smashing Pumpkins and my name on it. That's why I'm wearing it.
Oh, they're so near to each other.
My font is a lot smaller, but that's not the point. It's on the same shirt.
Yeah,
so.
It's better chosen, though.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Okay. It's not a compromise font like some of the ones higher up.
Fontramized.
Yeah, we'll talk fonts in the next hour. in the third hour of
holiday bargain fonts.
What are we doing? Why are we talking holiday bargains?
Don't knock it, Tone. Basically, what's happened is I ran out of phone topics, and then I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and they said that they drove from the north of Queensland, like Queensland and stuff, north of Australia, all the way down the bottom. Mm. Halfway through, they ran out of money. Now, they're waiting for like a funds transfer or something to happen, drug deal or something. I don't know what it was.
Sure, yeah.
So all they had to eat for about 700 kilometres were tins of beans and tins of tuna, because that's what their mum had stacked into the back for just such an occasion. So their holiday bargain tone. Oh, this is madness, isn't it? I haven't thought this through at all.
Ed had this theory that if he just started talking about holiday bargains, he'd be flooded with ideas.
If I get to the tins of beans and tuna,
I'm home and hosed.
The magic will happen. Yeah,
all right. Right. We're all standing there staring at him.
I know you are.
I can't think of
but
a holiday bargain.
You'd have to just be things like that. No. I know some people who were going to New York recently and announced, while we're there, we're going to get some of that cheap Botox.
Oh, yeah, Mexico's full of that stuff.
But do you want the cheap Botox? Is that a good thing to get the cheap version?
Yeah. You can't choose where it goes, but it works.
So now, cheap botulism is what you're buying.
Yeah, that's right. Cheap disease.
Okay.
And now there's an implication in the paper today. It's a war. It's another feud between Kyle Sanderlands and Dave Hughes. Sandler. But Hughesy has been implying that Kyle has been injecting a bit of Botox into the forehead. He does have a very shiny forehead. I'll give him that. It's a tad Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
But I don't know whether that equals Botox.
Yeah, well, it'll help us out somehow for this segment. All right. So there's a couple of loose examples. Richard, help us out.
I can combine a holiday bargain with a psychic moment.
We'll do it.
Driving through a small country town while on holiday.
Oh, yeah, going to get no callers. Keep going.
Wait till they hear this. I saw a garage sale and I thought, I bet you maybe I've been looking for a few Asterix comics. I wonder if they have any Asterix comics. I went in there. Uh-huh. This is bizarre. They had about 15 Asterix comics at their garage sale for sale. All of them, most of them, some of them, about 9, 10, 11 copies of the Asterix comics for about $7.
Okay, good.
That's a holiday bargain. Goodness, I mean, we're going somewhere with that, and it turns out it's Asterix.
Tim, are you someone who forages in milk crates out the front of someone's house looking for gems?
Yes, I am. Oh, yeah. There was this time when we were driving to Carnarvon and we stopped by the roadside.
Keep going.
And there was a 13-year-old boy with no parents.
We thought,
what we want is a kid.
Great.
So we gave the bloke that was looking after him $10 and now he's 21 and he's going to uni.
You see,
holiday bargain.
It could be a tin of beans, it could be some Botox, it could be whatever Richard said, or it could be a toddler. Or it could be a copy of Tim Minchin's So Live.
This holiday bargain.
There's holiday bargain of the year. Call us up with yours. And what is it, a psychic moment, if you can't think of that?
Yeah, maybe.
My prediction, no callers. 133353.
Get this.
Feeling as womanly as is humanly possible.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
Oh, yes, we're back with Holiday Bargains, the home of Holiday Bargains. Get this on Triple M around the nation. Tim Minchin is with us. So Live is his new DVD. Maybe you've seen the ads in the paper. Heard about him, heard how good the shows are.
Shows are fantastic.
But frankly, just couldn't be bothered leaving your house. Now you don't have to allow him to come to your house in the form of this new DVD.
Out November 7 in stores.
Certainly. Who else has got a holiday bargain, Ed?
G'day, Trevor.
Hello, how you going, guys?
Excellent. Firstly, thank you for calling and saving me. And your holiday bargain, sir?
Well, it was sort of a bargain. I went up in 2003 with my girlfriend at the time for a holiday for 8 nights up the Gold Coast.
Oh, yeah.
And walked past the tattoo parlour and went and had a look and he said, I'll give you a cheap tattoo. So I got a name tattooed on me back.
Yep.
And, 3 days later, I found her with another bloke on the beach.
Okay. So have you had a We Were Wrong tattooed on there?
No, she's still there.
She's still there.
She's still on the beach.
Again, when it's, you know, something that's going to be stuck on your body for life, is cheapness necessarily a quality? I mean, was it spelled correctly?
Yeah, no, it was spelled correctly. I was just a bit excited first day up there, you know. Yeah.
Tony, it's easy to have 20/20 vision in hindsight, you know, but at the time he was in love.
Of course.
A few hours later he wasn't. So,
well, there you go.
You live and learn.
Who's the celebrity who chooses their girlfriends to match the tattoo?
No, Warwick Kappa
has. Warwick Kappa's done that, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has to go out with a girl called Joanne because he's already got that on his arm.
Honestly, that's just sensible.
This is common sense. Thank you, Trevor. G'day, Nikki. How are you?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Excellent. Your holiday bargain?
Well, it wasn't my holiday bargain. It was an American couple quite a long time ago, about 60 years ago, picked themselves up a child.
What?
It was my grandfather's second wife.
Where
from? My grandfather's second wife was a bit of a nut job, and she had several children, and she was travelling around Australia with the said children, ran into an American couple whilst caravanning up in the Northern Territory.
Yeah.
They wanted a child, so she just sold her 11-year-old.
Oh, it's a beautiful story.
It certainly is. I haven't heard that story since it happened to you, Ed, many years ago.
And hello to my natural parents, wherever you are. Living high off that 50 bucks, are you?
All right.
Yeah, they put it in a very high-interest-bearing account, Ed, and it's already worth more than you will ever be.
Well, that's lovely. That's lovely to hear. I hope you're enjoying it. Thank you, Nikki.
There, stories of baby broking.
I just want to say we don't condone the use of the word nut job.
No,
that's right. We'll take nut bag. But
nut job. We can't condone
nut
that.
Case.
G'day, Will. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, fellas. How are you guys going?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. Your holiday bargain, sir.
Look, I had to kill a bit of time on the couch over the holidays, as we all like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually found myself purchasing Police Academy 1 to 7 on DVD for $35.
Oh, $35.
$5
a title.
Oh, it's hours of entertainment. Everyone's there. Tackleberry, Hightower, Jonesy. I loved it.
Honestly, I reckon that $5 per vid is worth it just for the sound effects guy.
Winslow.
Where the hell is he?
And did you watch them in one go, in order?
Look, I tried, but I just couldn't do it. Couldn't get enough caffeine into me. And, and what I was going to say, fellas, Ed and Tony, and all that, if you want jobs, you know, I'm doing plumbing. I can hook you up with a job. Come out.
We'd love to tap into the black economy.
Oh, you'd love it. Come do some cashies with me on weekends. Get on the shovel. Have a bit of a laugh.
And home afterwards, watch Police Academy. Have a beer.
Hang out and watch Mission to Moscow. You're on, brother. You are on.
Thank you for a beautiful offer, Will. We'll consider that.
Thank you, Will. Hello, Dean. How are you?
G'day, guys. You can always come and wash dishes at my restaurant.
Oh, well, well, that's another good offer. Thank you.
What style cuisine?
The offers will come thick and fast, I'm sure.
Yeah. Now, what kind of food are you setting up,
Dean? I actually went to Mexico with a mate, and we got suitably drunk on very cheap tequila, and we went out and bought some cowboy boots. Now, the pair I got was fake armadillo skin.
Oh, you hate that, don't you?
$110 US, and that in itself is a bit of a bargain.
Yeah.
But I used my Medicare card to pay for it.
Fantastic. Did that work?
It did work. The only clincher was that they were about two sizes too small. I had to put them on with a plastic bag on my feet. And I didn't realise that because the tequila had kicked in by that time.
Wow. Dean, I want to party with you, man.
Yeah. It's very dangerous.
Don't forget to visit Mexico. We accept Medicare. Fantastic. That is a great range of bargains. Couple of job offers there as well.
Lovely.
But I can tell you're getting hungry, Ed.
Yeah, I am.
It's time for food next. Ooh. On Get This. That's Radio Nowhere. New gear from Bruce Springsteen here on Triple M, or as Richard Marson refers to him as, with startling familiarity, Springo.
Springo. New stuff for Springo.
Tim Minchin's a huge fan. He's sleeping on my shoulder.
That is cuddly.
Good morning.
Tim, I know, you know, it's been, I guess, over a year since you were here the first time. Little has changed in terms of the food.
He just escapes eating, doesn't he?
He does. It's not a radio gimmick.
For those of you who don't know what Ed looks like, he's a big, fat man. But he's our big fat man.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of trouble with the eating on the show over the years. Who? Somebody requested this.
Hugh Jars?
Ed's sandwich. No, it's not from Mr. Jars. This is from Susie Smith of New South Wales.
Hi, Susie.
That's a fake name.
Hit that
Thank
button.
Thank you.
You do eat while we're doing the show, and people think, oh, that's just a joke. That's just some stick. Okay, Leah, listen to that.
That's
That's
a tuna wrap.
Just put that down.
And that's a turkey sandwich. Yep.
Put that down, because I have a clip from yesterday's show. Well, you were just blatantly eating a sandwich while you were talking to one of our callers.
No, I wasn't.
Have a listen to this.
Rod, how are you?
I'm not too bad, fellas. How are we?
We're excellent, sir. You're in Brisbane, are you not?
I am.
And what's your free phone, brother?
Well, what I usually do, I get rather bored quite easily.
I saw it happen one more time.
And what's your free phone, brother?
Well, what I usually do...
I forgot. I just literally forgot that I was on air. And I'd use that, are you in Brisbane, bro, line to buy me some time to try and get the sandwich out of the bag quietly.
So you could reach for the next course.
And what's your free phone, brother?
Well, what I usually do...
And I saw you bust me because I was just sitting here, and what's your free... And I stopped and looked around and you were all looking at me. I was like, yeah, you're right. This isn't the time for a sandwich.
Yeah, but that's not the first time this has happened.
Yes, it is.
It is not. Last week when Shane Maloney, respected novelist, was on the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have a listen. You'll have to listen quite closely in the background. Turn up your radio listeners. Check this out. Is it hard to crowbar crime into the life of a character who's, well, essentially an MP?
Well, he's a sort of ordinary bloke, really, in lots of ways, and so he just gets suckered into things. I started off writing these books by wondering, you know, what it would be like if you figured out somebody was trying to kill you and you had no idea why.
Right, right.
And that's really how the series starts, and, you know, that's a few books back. And it just takes off from there. You put an ordinary bloke under some sort of stress where his loyalty hooks him into things and he feels like he's only he can solve the problem, and every step he makes, it gets worse. Well, you know, that's the premise of them.
At some point, we should probably mention what happens in Sucked In.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to tell us quickly, Shane, what the Sucked In story is?
Sure. Oh, well, the story opens with a dry lake.
Yeah.
So it's a somewhat contemporary setting. And the discovery of human remains in the bottom of this dried-up lake. Which turned out to be connected with some business that happened in a union about 20 years back, when our hero was just starting off his political career, and the people involved have gone on to become among the great and good in the land. There's a senator, and there's the pro-vice chancellor of the University of Maribyrnong. And it looks like this whole thing might, well, you know, get out of its box and start causing a few problems. So our hero steps in to try and figure out what happened.
All right. It was very nice of Shane not to mention that.
But was I, in that clip, was I cooking or building an army of robots?
Well-fed robots. Popcorn for everybody. Okay. See what we have to put up with, Tim. Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't stand for someone eating on stage during your performance, would you?
I would get very angry and have one of my tantrums, famous tantrums that I have.
Let's hope there's time for one before we sign off. That'll be next to Kithis. Oh, that's the longest version I've ever heard of the Romantics. What I Like About You here at Get This. Time to sign off at Triple M. Tim Minchin, thanks for sitting in for the whole hour.
Thank you very much for having me again. It was so fun. I wish I could do it every year forever, but not to be the case.
Well, what a treat to have you in before we do wind up. 30 seconds to go. Thank you, Mr. Mars. On this DVD, when does it hit the shops?
November 7th. Yep, ready to go. You can order one online if you want to get ahead of the line in the queue.
Yes, get to the front of the queue. Don't forget those fabulous extras. We love them in here. Thanks to everyone who continues to email and call in. Our key phrase today, it's a phrase you can use if you're having a testicle removed. Why not explain it this way?
Mr. Gourley has given his resignation.
See? Just takes the edge off it, I find. And we'll be back tomorrow with Bob Franklin. Yes, it's our chance to startle him one final time, all thanks to the Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power, rugged good looks, butter churn, China hutch, and clogs.
Now it's all out and you know!
Oh, that's the longest version I've ever heard of the Romantics. What I Like About You here at Get This. Time to sign off at Triple M. Tim Minchin, thanks for sitting in for the whole hour.
Thank you very much for having me again. It was so fun. I wish I could do it every year forever, but not to be the case.
Well, what a treat to have you in before we do wind up. 30 seconds to go. Thank you, Mr. Mars. On this DVD, when does it hit the shops?
November 7th. Yep, ready to go. You can order one online if you want to get ahead of the line in the queue.
Yes, get to the front of the queue. Don't forget those fabulous extras. We love them in here. Thanks to everyone who continues to email and call in. Our key phrase today, it's a phrase you can use if you're having a testicle removed. Why not explain it this way?
Mr. Gourley has given his resignation.
See? Just takes the edge off it, I find. And we'll be back tomorrow with Bob Franklin. Yes, it's our chance to startle him one final time, all thanks to the Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power, rugged good looks, butter churn, China hutch, and clogs.